This is the Robin Ross Recap.
Number one feel good station, and we're feeling very good because one of our absolute favorite humans on the planet is sitting in the studio with us, Jason Goliath.
Favorite humans that is blooming with two of his favorite humans. It's daytime, children. It's three of us that are favorites.
There we go.
With each and other.
Look at you, you professional.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Hello, my friend.
How's it?
Good. How are you?
I mean, I see marriage in your eyes.
Listen, this looks good on me, huh?
Bro, let me tell you.
Look how good it looks on
this
man.
Let me tell you, my G, the most difficult thing I've ever done, and the most, I always say to people, marriage is the hardest thing you're ever going to do, even when you marry the right person. But I choose it every day. The greatest thing I've ever done. When you find, and I know you're a person, and I've never seen you like this. So then I'm just like, oh, you're going to live a nga life, bro. You're going to live a nga life.
You.
A wife is a very different animal to a fiance. Be warned. I'm not going to give you the details, but married men out there are nodding in their cars right now.
Good to have you with us, my friend. Question number one for our little interview this afternoon.
Let's go.
Are you still nar about the hot lap at Swartkops?
Yeah, I spoke to your producer about it right now. I said, I hate this guy. He said, what do you mean? Why would you come on his show? I said, who looks good in a purple tiger jacket and can beat me around a racetrack? And that's not even his thing. I'm like, we got hipster Harry Potter here, but put him in a car and I'm still shocked, right? And I still blame weight difference because, you know, we were driving like it was basically just quarter past a go-kart.
Yeah, it was.
You are impressive, bro. You got skills, dog. I'll give you, and it does leave a taste. You're like, you know, if you go to the casino, then you order a Russian special.
Yes.
Then for the next 4 days, every time you burp, you taste the Russian special. Rob Forbes is the Russian special of friends in my life because he repeats for years. Every time I burp, Rob. Hey, Rob, man.
I love also that you made that Harry Potter reference because I called him Harry Potter the other day because he said to him, likes his Harry Potter.
Right.
And it's true.
I do.
I love it for him, though.
Donkey.
I love it for him, though.
Donkey.
Jason, you are here to talk to us about.
Oh, I'm here to talk about your flop on air this morning.
Oh.
That's it. I'm here to
How
talk
good
about
is that, though?
What? And Ross, the reason I'm coming to talk to you about your flop, is that is in our industry the most first world flop. First world problem that I've ever. Guys, you don't even understand. There are people in our industry that's lips are shiny because they eat Vaseline for lunch. That they are desperate. There are people out there that haven't seen a brand name cornflake in their house in years.
Yes.
Their lips are dry. This Ross makes. Oh no, guys! I keep saying my other show's name on the show that I'm doing now before the show that I'm about
I've got
to
so
do
many
later.
Shows. I don't know where I am.
God, I'm like, let me just go to the gym. Let me just. I'll be back.
Now, can you imagine?
Imagine
having another show to say your other show's name wrong.
Bruh.
How dare you be that successful?
Listen.
Stop.
Well done. No, earned. Those things are earned. Well done. I watched you work. So congratulations. What a nice flop to make. And I'm bringing that up because that's the way your brain must program it.
Yeah.
That's the way your brain must program it. And I'm also bringing it up because I've done breakfast TV and radio. And yeah, your English is not with you every day.
The bundles are not always there. And now I'm as English and Afrikaans. But talking about your show, season 2, Dating No Filter.
Best.
Last week was a big deal. Bravo Africa launching here in SA.
Bravo.
Jy was daar. You were the MC. You were out there. And now Dating No Filter is back. What makes it such a lekker show?
Man, especially for us now, we've all found our people, we're happily married, but we think back to dates. Then we go to a restaurant with our wives, we see somebody obviously on a first date, and we say things like, yarr, I wish I was a fly on the wall.
Oh, there's nothing better than watching a date
a
in progress.
A voyeuristic experience.
Ooh, I love it.
I love it when you're sitting at the table, especially, and you're like, that one's not going well.
Do that. We do the role thing. I do the role thing because my wife loves it. I can see the characters. So I'll say, hey, this O came with his father's car, but she doesn't know it's his father's car. She is wearing, you know what I mean, long sleeve underwear. That's why she can't breathe. We know what's happening. You know what it is.
Yes.
So it's like, it's what the show is literally, we firstly put some of the most bizarre people together that works. First episode went out last weekend.
Yes.
And if you watch the first episode, what I said in the episode, I stand by, those two humans would never ever have met. And by the end of the episode, they are, for me, going to make it forever because they are weirdly peas of the same pod. Yet, none of their friend group would have said, I've got somebody lekker for you. Even if they met at the nightclub they were speaking about on the episode, they would have never gone up or had the confidence.
Yeah.
So we put two crazy world, different people together, and out of nowhere they fall in love. So it's that type of show where A, we are identifying that the dating pool in South Africa is a bit dirty
and a bit shallow.
The dating pool needs Blue 52. What's that thing that they used to sell us on TV?
The
dating pool needs that thing because it's rough out there if you are single. But if you're married, go and watch that show. It's going to make you so happy to be married. It's going to make you so happy to be out of the game. But also, it's just us with absolutely no filter narrating these dates, and it is hilarious.
Quick question before we have to go to traffic.
Yes.
Some of the real fun must be sitting watching the audition tapes and then sitting in the room going, okay, I think potentially with this person, one of these three, and then having the discussion about how you match up the dates. That must be a fun job.
I wish that I could, because we don't get to see that part.
Oh, no.
You know, by the time we come in, the dates have been filmed.
The dates have been set.
They've all been done. But I'm always wishing that I could watch the CVs go together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, TV's got to be entertaining. So you've got to think about so many elements. We also live in a country that, you know, when you make Dating No Filter, France, very easy show to make. Eh? Very easy show to make. Everybody looks the same. Nobody's asking too many questions. Now here in South Africa, our cultural melting pot of like 36 different cultures means you've also got to be very sensitive over the arc of a season to make sure that you're letting everybody love, but when you see it, you'll understand it. Love conquers all. Love embraces culture. Love makes one culture plus another culture equal an even better culture. So then you realize that our differences are literally, and I don't want to say your culture is superficial, but I'm saying your culture becomes superficial when you find your person that buys into the same culture as you from maybe a different perspective, a different angle. Yo, philosopher.
The bars.
Uncle Jason.
Hard agree.
Your age is sitting wisely on you, sir.
I'm turning 45 in a month, guys.
Do you remember
in the 80s there was that ad for the adult vitamin, older adult vitamin, Solusa 45. I realize I'm Solusaring.
Odette sent a message. She's like, long sleeve underwear. I love it.
Yeah, baby.
Laughing faces.
Odette knows what I'm talking about.
We'll be back.
Odette knows those no meal panties. I can't eat today.
Solusa is hanging out with us until 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to take a quick look at the traffic. We'll be back with more Jason Goliath.
Jacaranda FM.
We have got a friend on the show with us this afternoon.
What are you going to say, enemy?
No, it's your enemy. Want jy wil mos nou vinniger ry as die man. Jason Goliath is here to talk about the brand new season of Dating No Filter, which started last Saturday. But also, you have been in the car industry and a car enthusiast your whole life. Where does that come from? Jy is mal oor karre. You've presented car shows. You've done all of the things that a car fundie could do.
I call it a sickness. I have a sickness. I had my first midlife crisis at 7 years old. That's how it feels. Like, I promise you. So I've tried to figure this out a lot because I'm so obsessed. And my mom keeps reminding me how I was sure you were going to grow out of this foolery of yours, because I'm dumb when it comes to cars. Like, I make dumb decisions. I'm smart, but dumb decisions. And I think it comes from the fact that my dad's a mechanic. So my dad's a mechanic, doesn't particularly like cars, but he was an amazing mechanic. You know, he's retired now, and there would always be cars in the yard, always different brands. And I'd always be either working on them, helping him bleed brakes, bleed clutches, helping scrape the cylinder head gasket off before the new gaskets come on. And I think it was that, because I had now this intimate understanding way before I was supposed to understand, you know, internal combustion. And then it could have been that. But also, I just think you're born with it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so fascinated with cars. And I really am enjoying, like, because, you know, it's like the final season of cars now, before we go fully electric.
Yes.
It's like the final, the last season.
I'm
particularly enjoying now the season before. You know what I mean?
And you can still call yourself a petrol head instead of a battery car.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm saying there's a lot of good petrol cars still coming out, but they all drive themselves. Like, there's so much technology.
Oh, yes.
And there's so much power, but there's no mechanicalness. So then I say the previous season was the last of big power, very little mechanical. And if you press a button, you can literally, I call it the hands of God, all of the things that keep you going straight, the DSC, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So So I'm really, really into that final season. I mean, I came with a normally aspirated manual V8 today. Then that's me in the traffic. My left calf was humming when I walked in there. I'm not going to lie. But was it worth it? Yes.
Absolutely.
Did other men like me with dirt under their fingernails give me thumbs up? Yes. Do those thumbs up mean more than most of your compliments after a show? Yes.
So if this was 40 years ago, would you be one of those guys with cars in the garage and you'd be tinkering on the weekends and building kit cars and things? Are you like a hands-on kind of guy, or are you just an appreciator?
You see, because my dad made me, forced me. Mm. Yeah. So now, even now, I don't work on any of my own cars. I won't even change a tire, bro. If I have a puncture, I'm calling a truck.
Same. Roadside assistance, the number is in my phone.
No, 100%. So, and I pride myself on being able to do stuff.
Mm. Yes.
I don't pride myself on doing stuff. I don't. Somebody asked
me. I could, but I don't want to.
No, in fact, do you cook at home? No. Can you cook? Yes.
The two of us, bro.
That's
same.
It. Just because you can't do something does not mean you have to dollar that thing. But I do believe a man needs to be able to do stuff. So I've got a last number toolbox at home, bro. I've got every tool you need, every tool you can think of. And if DEFCON 7 comes and my mechanic can't dollar and it's I Am Legend vibes, me, I can sort out things. Your husband, he doesn't know the carburetor from the alternator. Look him in his eyes. He pretends to know. Your husband basically almost forgot touch control. He can't compete with me. We are not the same.
I love that. The philosophy is dropping hard. This, I appreciate
it. So hard.
I'm here for it, bro.
While we're on the car tip then, we've got a couple of engine noises here.
Yes.
From famous cars.
You
cars
see now,
from screen.
I'm going to do this. But I just want to say to my people who watch me on Star in a Reasonably Priced Car, South Africa, with Top Gear, don't take this personally. Let's pretend I have an ear infection. And if I get them wrong, I don't want judgment. But play along with me, because maybe we both get it right.
Okay. We'll give you some clues if you need.
Yeah. Okay.
Who?
Wait, volume. Volume in my ears. Okay.
Put volume on the headphones.
Okay,
there.
Here we go. Here we go.
Who is this?
Oh, that's Eleanor, gone in 60 seconds.
Hey! That is Eleanor,
come
gone
on.
In 60
GT
seconds.
GT500, baby. GT500E for Eleanor.
If I could have any car in the world, it'd be that car.
Dude, in terms of, if I could have any movie car in the world,
yeah,
that's the car.
Eleanor is the one.
Really?
There's
something about that Shelby.
It was like they got into every car guy's mind. So like the wheel is not just the wheel. Those little fog lights in the middle at the bottom. We as car guys didn't even know this thing was possible. Then So Eleanor, if you own an Eleanor, your life has worked out. I want you to know this. If you own an Eleanor, you've won already. Be happy every day.
Okay. Number two.
Come on.
What is this?
What did I tell you?
The DeLorean.
Yes!
No, Doc gave it to me there. Doc gave it away there. But I was going to guess either Back to the Future, or I was going to go forward, because I was thinking, did that thing that Will Smith drove in iRobot.
No, they're not that obscure.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me take you back. We are all of similar ages here.
Okay, 2 for 2. Let's go.
Let me take you back to the late 80s, early 90s. Vrydag aand.
Come on.
Voor die TV saam met jou ouers.
Come on. Oh, that's Knight Rider. Hey! Kid Boy, the Trans Am. What you know about that?
There we go. And should we do one more for
one
Jay?
More, one more.
Three for three. Come on.
Let it be four for four.
Okay. Perhaps the most iconic of all.
Oh, it's Fast and the Furious. No.
So what do you think?
But it's a V8, the most famous of them all.
Yeah. It's got flames coming out, my bro. And a jet engine on the back.
Oh, no. You're losing me. I think Hot Wheels make a replica, but I think you're losing me.
The Batmobile.
Ah, I'm embarrassed now. I would never have got there. I would never have got there, only because you can't have a jet engine and a V8 sound, and now I would never have got there. I'm not even feeling bad. And also, you can only judge me if you have a Batmobile. If you don't have one, sit down.
Well, listen, 3 out of 3 for the ones that actually
count.
Yes, exactly.
Very
that was
nice.
A bonus point.
That I'll take it.
Petrolhead win is what
come
that
on.
Is.
Yep.
Meneer, where can we watch show?
So, first episode, well, it new episodes premiere Saturdays at 6 o'clock on DSTV Channel 124. That's Bravo. Is finally here, Bravo
finally.
Africa.
Love it.
And I know lots of people have been waiting for it. I know there are people out there that the most entertaining thing that they can do every day is to watch white women with nothing to complain about complain. It's my favorite. Desperate Housewives is, like, when I watch it, I'm just like, these are people that don't have a reason to complain complaining. Why is it entertaining? And why does it beat our ratings? Like, literally, so we were second on channel just before the change and beaten by Desperate Housewives. And I'm just like, so if unscripted content is your thing, if reality TV is your thing, and if dating is your thing, trust me, Dating No Filters for you. But more importantly, if you're like me and you want to be a fly on the wall and you like a little bit of voyeuristic action, maybe you want to see it, not actually do it, then Dating No Filter, trust me. Oh, remember the no filter part? Please, I don't want comments in my DMs about how rude I am. And don't cancel me. It's in the name of the show.
Yes.
It says
nice.
No filter.
You knew.
In the name of the show. And also, it's not just me. A whole lot of your favorite celebrities are there. So come and see. Kapo is back for season 2. Tombs the Narrator is back. Joanna Renica is back. Kim
Collins.
J joins us. Robbie Collins joins us again for season 2. He was my favorite from season 1. And one of the funniest content creators in the game at the moment, a bra called Skaif. If you don't know, now you know.
There we go. Mr. Jason Goliath in the house. Dating No Filter South Africa season 2 is on Bravo Africa now. You can watch it on DSTV. We are going to be a full, almost 3 minutes late for the news. Apologies
Sorry.
For that.
Sorry, news.
Much lack of your time on it.
Hey, guys, I love you so much. I love you and the show and your listeners, but I love you more than your listeners, but I love you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Jason Goliath.